You are listening to the Remotepreneurs Podcast. Here, you'll learn how to adapt to a new future of doing business remotely by listening to interviews with the new breed of entrepreneurs called Remotepreneurs. Now, welcome your host, a remotepreneur that came from the factories to building multiple location independent incomes all remotely, Philip Ville Stankowski.
Hello, remotepreneurs. This is your host, Philip Will. I just wanted to let you know that this type of episode that you're going to listen is basically a summarized lesson that I learned from a specific guest. And I already created a blog article. And this is basically a voice blog article that I want to test out and just make it easy for you guys to learn and implement whatever it's on the specific episode right away. So I would appreciate if you guys can share this episode with a friend or a family member that is actually trying to switch to remote working and become a remotepreneur, because let's face it, after COVID-19, we are going to be mandatory remote. So this is definitely lessons that you should learn. And I would appreciate, again, if you just share it with a friend. Let them know why they should listen and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. By the way, I'm running a giveaway. Anybody that leaves a written podcast review on Apple Podcasts, they can just send me a screenshot to my Instagram at remotepreneurs and we can schedule a free sales consulting call. I'll just help out to build your sales skills. Again, thank you and enjoy the episode and start implementing the lessons.
As any entrepreneur will tell you, failure is a part of the business. Whether it's a missed sale opportunity or an unexpected bank charge, there's always something that goes wrong. Sometimes, however, there are moments when failure becomes a major setback. You might be a freelancer who lost a major long-time client or a business owner whose reputation gets damaged because of a comment on social media. Whatever the case may be, you know your business won't be able to bounce back as quickly as it usually does. In a recent Remotepreneurs podcast, we talked with Sergey about bouncing back from rock bottom. He lost his entire business and income because his business partner stabbed him in the back and left him with all the debt. As Sergey described, he was in a dark place, both financially and emotionally, and thought this is the end. However, he stepped out of that dark place by tapping into the resources around him. Those resources are the same ones you can tap into when you go through a difficult period in your entrepreneurial journey. Friends, while it may seem obvious, friends are an obvious resource for any entrepreneur. Friends can provide emotional support, assistance with resources, and connections to other people. At the same time, the type of friends you have as an entrepreneur makes a difference. However, you need friends, especially as an entrepreneur, who are proactive, supportive, and push you to your greater aspirations in life. Professional network, the network of professionals, fellow remotepreneurs, entrepreneurs, freelancers, digital nomads, etc., played a crucial role in helping Sergey get back on his feet and dig himself out of the hole. Your professional network can help you find leads, clients, handle excess work for you, provide advice, and more importantly, give you the fuel to fight. The key is to be proactive about building your network. Don't wait until you're out of leads or customers to get in contact with your network. You want to contribute value to your network in order to get value back. Your skills, if your bank account went to $0, what would you do? Sergey experienced that situation when his partner took all of the money. Sergey wasn't left totally empty-handed. As he explained, skills were something that could not be taken away. Even if he lost his business, because his partner stole it from him, he still had the skills to build another one. Books are an entrepreneur's best friend and a gold mine of inspiration and information. Through books, you can learn techniques for adapting your perspective and mindset to the abundance you want to create. Strategies to spark new business ideas and strategies. Inspiration and motivation. Some sample books you might consider: Think and Grow Rich, 4-Hour Workweek, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, 10X Rule, The Power of Now, A Mentor. Another important tool that every remotepreneur should have in their toolkit is learning opportunities. Today's remote entrepreneur lives in a fast-paced world where tools, strategies, and business opportunities can change daily. It's important to keep up with that. It's also not only to engage in lifelong learning, but it's important to engage and focus lifelong learning. As a remotepreneur, you need to efficiently determine what skills you lack and determine if you should delegate, automate, or learn it. If you decide to learn it, you need to find someone, a mentor, who can help you navigate your own learning path. Don't have a mentor handy? Get a book, find a blog, etc. Keep searching until you find the person and strategy that works for what you need. Focus on the fundamentals before the emergency. While it might seem strange or even simplistic to focus on the fundamentals, especially when things are not going your way as an entrepreneur, this is the exact moment when you need to go back to your foundation. If you are losing money, go back to the fundamentals of making money. The next step after you read a book is to take your notes and work your notes in real life. Whenever you are stuck or frustrated as an entrepreneur, go back to the basics. That is how you will find the motivation and strategies for your next step guaranteed.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the podcast to be the first to hear new episodes. And if you feel that this episode provided you with value, we invite you to share this podcast with a friend that is trying to escape the matrix and create his or her own remote economy. Visit remotepreneurs.com and join the email list to receive this episode's show notes and a welcoming gift.